Well, yeah, I'm retired. But there are some people that kind of choose to ignore it. So sometimes, but that's okay. It's money for more radio stuff. So I can't really complain. And I can kind of charge what I want, sort of. Up to a point, of course, eh? Anyway, yeah. It's lots of fun. It keeps the mind going and all that kind of good stuff. So anyway, back to you.
Well, if you can charge your own price and stuff, I'm gathering you might have been in the tech industry somewhere or the service industry. What'd you do for the 9 to 5?
Well, I went to State in Calgary and studied land surveying. So I eventually got commissioned as a British Columbia land surveyor. But then when the crunch came in the early 80s there, I'd always had a kind of an interest in the electrical stuff. So I went an apprentice with an electrical contractor and got my Red Seal electrical license certificate and a BC qualification. But guess what? I worked maybe about a year into my professional electricianing and got hired by an electrical engineer to do inspections and stuff like that. So guess what happened for the next 25 years? I was kind of a... Well,
you dropped out, timed out, or your battery died. We'll try one more time there. Victor Echo 7, Oscar Delta Echo John. You still with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm still with us. The timing lady bit us in the butt. That's what happened. Anyway, so I was kind of a building systems electrical technologist type for the next 27 years, something like that. But anyway, I never had a job I didn't enjoy going to work for. So it was always interesting. So that's one thing I'm grateful for. Anyway, back to you and 73, everybody.
Yep, copy that. Anything you can do that you enjoy and get paid for is a good job. Doesn't matter what the pay is or anything else. I always said if I'm starting to complain, it's not the money, it's the job. So, welcome to join us again next Sunday. We do it, like I said, 0200 UTC. And the purpose of the net's to get to meet other people and do a little chit-chatting. So thanks for sharing, and maybe we'll catch you again next week. Do we have anybody else out in that beautiful BC coast? This is the Parkland Amateur Chit-Chat. Looking to talk to you.
Throwing some rocks onto the pile, ZE7ROX. Top of the evening, wishing all out there a happy Sunday from light cloud, gray sky, but not raining, Burnaby, British Columbia, in between Vancouver and New Westminster. And all is well, things running smoothly, no traffic, back to net.
I'm going to have to say that's a contradiction in terms, Jim. I've never been to Vancouver or anywhere in the near vicinity of its suburbs where there is no traffic. Oh, gosh. Where were we there? 2 years ago now? Yeah, I think it was 2 years ago. We went through Vancouver to get over to Sunshine Coast and catch the ferry there at Horseshoe Bay and I tell you, I mean, I spent 6 years in Vancouver during university, and the traffic has definitely not gotten lighter. What a crazy trip in from Hope into the city. It's not a country boy's favorite tune. there, Jim?
Yeah, back in the good old days when I was a kid, you could just zoom from one end of the city to the other. There was hardly anybody here, but the population exploded. Now you are in gridlock everywhere. It's not the nice place that it used to be, but I'm lucky I don't have to go anywhere that much, so there you go. Nice peaceful night here, still light out. I don't know about at your end. The sun is eventually going to set within the hour, I presume, and that's what is new around here.
Copy that. Well, ours is already set down, and my grandson, he's not wanting to get out of the bathtub by the sounds of the screaming in the background here. Thanks for joining us, Jim. Have yourself a great week. Hopefully the weather holds out, and you have a great one. We've had some good weather here this last week, and I'm hoping for another month of it. Do we have anybody else out there besides Jim and John? Anybody else in the B.C. area, West Coast, anybody at all? Please come now.
Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Victor Kilo.
Good evening, Max. And what have you and the missus been up to? You been out hiking the last little while, or just driving that new car and radio that you got there?
Good evening, Josh. Just sitting home, getting ready, like, for tomorrow. It was quite busy day, but yeah, I'm off today and tomorrow is my weekend. Otherwise, everything is good. It was a busy week, but it's okay. And I really like my new truck, getting used to it, and I put canopy on it, so everything is good. Back to you.
Yeah, makes it nice for hauling stuff on the dry side of things. I would think especially out in the Vancouver area, hi. But mine doesn't have a box on the back. But then I don't haul an awful lot of stuff. So yep. And if you get the day off tomorrow, that's good. It's always a break, and work is work. That's what you have to do, and enjoy the weather when it's good. Nice chatting with you again, Max. You take care.
Take care. Thank you for running net and 7-3.
Anybody else out in the West Coast tonight? This is the Parking and Damage Chit Chat, looking to talk to you. Please come now. There must be somebody still out in B.C. that's awake and listening. Anybody out in B.C., North Vancouver, West Vancouver, Vancouver Island? Anybody at all from B.C., please come now. Anything heard? Okay, folks, that's a wrap. Not too bad, about an hour and a half, it's getting there. Total count to 20 so far, but we do have last call. So if there's anybody out there that has not made it in, or that was missed on the first go-around, or was too shy to see the mic, we'd still love to talk to you. So if you're out there and didn't get in, now would be the time to do so. Please come now.
don't know whether you meant to do that or not, but somebody keyed the mic, and it definitely works. But if you speak into it, we'd know who you were. Love to hear from you. So please, key it again and say hello. Tell us who you are.
Five Charlie Romeo Juliet.
Okay, I got the 5 Charlie Romeo Juliet. Remember, because we're linked, you need to key the mic for a second before you start speaking so we don't miss the first part of it. Can you come again with your call and greetings?
Go 5 Charlie Romeo Juliet.
Still missed the first two, but I'm guessing Victor Echo, 5, Charlie Romeo Juliet, copy.
Correct.
Visitor Chicken, November 6, Quebec, Delta Yankee, N6QDY, no traffic, in El Dorado Hills, California.
Thank you for calling in from California. What's the name there? November 6, Quebec Delta Yankee.
Yeah, good evening. The name is David, Delta Alpha Victor India Delta, David, in El Dorado Hills, California, near Sacramento. Have a good evening.
Thank you. Have a good evening yourself. I hope the weather down south there is not flaming like it is up here, and it's definitely warmer, but hopefully you're having a good summer, and you have a great week, and stay safe and stay healthy in the week that's coming up. Enjoy. Victor Echo 5, Charlie Romeo Juliet, you still there? Well, we'll do one more shout out. This is the last call in Parkland Amateur Chit Chat Net. And if you're out there and haven't checked in, you got missed, or too shy to key the mic, whatever the case may be, you still have a chance. We'd love to talk to you. That's what we do. This is Victor Echo 5, Gulf Tango Whiskey for the Parkland Amateur Chit Chat. If you're there, please come now.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Charlie Papa.
Victor Echo 7, Whiskey Charlie Papa. Good evening, and how are you, and what have you been up to all week?
Good evening. I've been taking it easy this week. I'm kind of laid up in bed with some illness, but I did make it into the radio room this evening, and enjoying myself sitting here reading some manuals on how to program a radio.
Yeah, it's always a fun part about getting new gear. It takes you longer to figure out how to program it than it does to order it, pay for it, and receive it.
Yeah, and some of these older radios, this is a slightly older one, and they're not so good with all those menus. They've got some interesting ways of giving you three-letter acronyms for all the different settings and things, so it's going to be, that's always tricky to remember. Over.
Yep, copy that. Yeah, my brother lived in Delta for a while, and I don't know, is it just past the D slough, you turn right and off to wherever it was? I don't even know the names of the places anymore. But I know he was below sea level at times because he had the